Hello?
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, this is Dustin?
Yes, it is.
So where are you? Where am I talking to you from? Where are you?
I am in West Point, New York.
Wow. Are you up there for an extended period of time, or is that where you're at? That's where you are now?
That's where I am now for 3 weeks for the Warrior Games. I'm originally from Jamesville.
Oh, yeah, yeah. How old are you? Because I could have swore that I remembered you from when I was here before.
I'm 25.
Okay. It wouldn't be then. I think I do remember you. I think you might have been very young when I was here the first time. Well, look, I won't keep you very long. First of all, tell me about the Warrior Games as far as what you're going to be participating in, and just tell me a little bit about what kind of training you're going through for that.
Okay. My main sport that I love is wheelchair basketball, but I'll also be competing in seated volleyball, seated disc, shot put, wheelchair racing, and hand cycling 5 miles.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So what kind of how do you prepare for this as opposed to a I won't say normal. That's not right. That's not fair.
I understand where you're coming from. The main thing is just self-motivation. I have to motivate myself, you know, to do everything. I have to, you know, see things as positive rather than negative. Even though my feet and everything is messed up, you know, I'm able to push myself to do things, you know, other people aren't able to do. When I get up in the mornings, I try my best to find something during the day, each day, to, you know, help, you know, promote growth for the next day. Whether it's me walking that extra, you know, couple of steps on my messed up foot, or, you know, trying to remember things I couldn't remember more for my TBI. You know, just certain things like that. And wheelchair racing and all that stuff, it seems to come naturally. I've always loved sports and in general. So I have that motivation behind me as it is. And as soon as I get together with my team, it just blows up. It's great. It just adds that extra spring I need.
Right. Well, tell me, I mean, okay, so you're originally from Jamesville, which means that you went to the schools in Jamesville, including Jamesville High School. Did you participate in sports when you were in high school?
Yes,
middle school
sir.
And high school?
Every single one of them.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. I was MVP for I played all the way to 2009 is when I graduated.
Okay.
I was basketball MVP for like 3 or 4 years in high school. In middle school, I was MVP both years. I played first base in for baseball, and I got awards for that all through high school. And, you know, I did everything. Anything I could get a hold of, I'd do it.
Right. So, I mean, you had a love of sports from when you were younger anyway.
Yes, sir.
When you graduated and then you went into the Army after high school, from that's what I'm reading, right?
Right. Yes, sir.
You were stationed in Germany, and I have to ask you, I mean, were you injured in, I mean, how, I mean, what kind of issues can you tell me about what you were experiencing?
Sure.
I mean, how did this come about? Was it?
It started with my feet, and that was before I went to Germany. This was in 2012 when I first enlisted. I went to basic training.
Right.
And you have to do a 16-kilometer ruck march. And what that is pretty much a 12, 13-mile hike with, you know, 50 to 75-pound rucksack on your back. And I had an M249 Bravo, which is just pretty much a real big machine gun that I had to carry, and my M16 slung across my back as well.
Right.
So, you know, you're looking at 100-plus pounds that I was carrying.
Right.
And then I had my vest on, which, you know, adds another 25, 30 pounds. And it was a lot of weight. And I got about 5-6 miles into it and rolled all my weight over on my right foot and tore tendons and ligaments all to pieces and cartilage and tissues. Everything just messed all up in my right foot.
In your right foot, okay.
Right. And me being me, motivated, popped right back up off the ground and broke the foot. And my sergeant made me keep on walking 7 more miles to finish it up with a broke foot. And I ended up graduating basic training with the broke foot and ended up messing up my left foot worse than my right foot, overcompensating for that not even 2 months later. And they tried to med board me then, and that was, you know, 4 years ago. But I pushed and pushed and pushed for them to keep me in. And I finally, you know, got it approved, and then they sent me to Germany. and so promote.
So you're saying they were trying to give you a medical discharge
right.
a few months after you'd gotten there?
Yes, just because my feet were all jacked up. But I told them, I was like, I'm able to do anything. You know, I was showing them I could walk all the time, everything. And I just really wanted to stay in. I loved my job. I loved what I was doing. I didn't want to have all that training and hard work and everything, you know, just to be pretty much just flushed away for nothing. I wanted it to be meaningful, you know.
Right.
Wanted to serve my country and everything.
Right.
And so I pushed it hard enough, and I ended up getting a great choice in stations. I got stationed in Germany for about a year. And while I was over there, I had some, I guess you'd say, mental problems going on. It just happens more from, like, change, you know, that you go through. And they started giving me medications, and it caused me to have seizures. And now I have epilepsy, and I had 3 grand mal seizures in 30 minutes, and slammed my head off the counter, cracking my skull and causing my TBI and memory loss and all that good stuff to follow.
When was that?
And you say when?
Yeah, was that like a couple of years ago?
That was about 3 years ago, yes. So that finally did it because it blacked me out long enough for them to, you know, see that it just wasn't healthy for me at all. They didn't want me seizing up. I got to the point where I was having, you know, one to two mini seizures a day and 1 to 2 grand mal seizures a month to a month and a half. And
I think,
it was
you talking about when you said grand what?
Grand mile, grand M-A-L.
Okay.
They're the real big ones, pretty much frying your brain.
Right, okay.
But I went through a med board process, you know, through Fort Bragg for about a year and a half, and finally med boarded out in 2015 in March 20th. And from there, I mean, it's just been a recovery. The main thing that's helped me, though, is this, the adaptive sports program, everything. It's been able to keep me motivated and everything, being that I can't work or anything outside of this stuff because of my seizures. This
right,
seems
was
to be
that,
like, the only thing.
Got into it when you were at Fort Bragg.
What was that?
Was that what you the adaptive thing? That was what you got in when you were recovering
right.
at Fort Bragg.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's one of the things they do for the soldiers, you know, to kind of get them motivated. They, you know, show them that there's other things in life that they can do, you know, just because you're hurt, it's no limitation, you know, you can push yourself through anything.
Right. So now you are you confined to a wheelchair all the time, or what is your status now?
I'm going to tell you, I have been walking on 2 broken feet for about 4 years. The doctors don't know how in the world I do it, anything. Right now I have a cast on my foot, and I'm doing all this competition. And I just had surgery about a week and a half ago.
This is on right or left foot?
The right foot. I have to have surgery on my left foot in about 6 months after my right foot recovers. So it's just been a long process. They had to get my restless leg syndrome under control in order to kind of get surgery underway.
You were diagnosed with that probably around the time
the seizures and medication stuff caused all that. Because anytime you have a brain injury, it can cause anything to go wrong with your body.
Right.
So, but you know, they didn't want me to bust out of the stitches, any of that stuff with the, you know, my legs jumping all around, my feet moving all around. So I finally got that under control, and so they finally gave me surgery. And we'll see how that goes. It hadn't stopped me yet, though.
Right.
But I don't let anything, I don't, you know, do the whole wheelchair thing. I try my best to just be normal.
Right.
Show people I'm able.
Right. I mean, but there are some events where you are going to, like you just said, you are going to participate in, you know, the basketball and a couple other things where you are seated. So I'm assuming that means in a wheelchair.
Right.
Right.
Now, with the games, they only let you, like, you get certain classifications and stuff. And me, I'm classified as a double amputee, if that tells you anything about my feet. So everything I do here has to be seated. You have to strap me down to throw a disc and a shot put and a wheelchair basketball and the the volleyball is, you know, seated on the floor. You have to scoot around using your arms and stuff. So that's you know, the adaptive part of it.
And that's for
That's for the sport? What are you talking about?
And you're actually on the floor just moving?
Oh, volleyball. Seated volleyball.
Okay, so seated volleyball is that you're actually on the floor. You're not sitting in a chair.
Right, it's on the floor. You have to use nothing but arms to push stuff around and move to the ball.
Right.
Yeah, it's a lot of work, but a lot of fun.
Right. Do you ever look back and wonder what in the world happened? I mean, as far as you know, you were a healthy, you know, kid growing up, and then all of a sudden, when you get out of high school, I mean, some people feel sorry for themselves. Did you ever have any time where you were just really, really concerned about yourself? I mean, you were talking about mental issues.
See, when I left Germany with the seizure disorder and everything, I was also going through a divorce at the same time.
Oh, okay.
So I had all that going on, and my family had left me, you know, while I was up there, you know, in the hospital. They had to come back stateside. So right. That kind of took a toll on me. And then the whole fact that, you know, my whole career was just going away, you know. And so it took about a good 6 months for me to kind of get my head on my shoulders again, you know. But Fort Bragg have had a lot with that. You know, the squad leaders, the leadership, everything was able to pull me out of bed and get me going again. But ever since then, man, it's been nonstop. Go, go, go. Let's do it.
How often do you get back? I mean, how often do you get back home? I mean, obviously I know you're in West Point, New York now, but, I mean, do you stay in Janesville when you're not training for something like that, or where are you now?
I stay in Janesville when I'm home, and, you know, I'm 100% medically retired, so I'm a normal country boy, I guess you say, from Janesville, just trying to, I mean, I don't really do too much, but the main thing I do when I'm home is spend time with family and try my best to exercise and work out as much as I can, but I can't really do too much working right now until the cast is off and my seizures are taken care of a little bit more.
Right.
So...
What are you hoping to get this coming year? I saw that you won some medals last year.
Oh yeah, I'm planning on gold, 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 silver at the least. I'm really pushing myself hard this year, so fingers crossed.
Do you ever look back and feel sorry for yourself, or did you?
I did at one point, and that was after, you know, I got back from Germany. But now, man, I think it's made me stronger mentally, everything, physically, in every aspect, you know, because you see yourself and you see all these problems, but then you see what you're capable of, and you're like, wow, you know, that's me out there doing that. That's me, you know, shooting that basket in a wheelchair. And then you see other people that are perfectly fine. They get in a wheelchair, and they can't even get it up to the net. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Everything I do motivates me now. I see a lot of daylight.
Right. I was going to say, a lot of people, like a friend of mine said, that every day above ground is a good day.
That's right. That's right. Any day I'm breathing, any day I get to see my family and, you know, spend time with them, I'm happy.
Let's see. There was one other thing I was going to ask. So you're going to start college in the fall. Where are you going to go?
Pitt. I'm going to start back there, go off art, advertising, and graphics design. I'm highly excited about that. I've always been into art. I've had my license for tattooing, and I've always been, you know, a real high-strung artist in school, out of school, drawing, you know, photography pictures for weddings and everything like that. So I figured I could take advantage of it.
Right. Okay. Let's see. I'm trying to figure out if there's anything else I need to ask you. Well, I think I have everything. You went from basic training. Where'd you say that was again?
That was in Fort Jackson, South Carolina. And then I had my AIT training, which is my actual job training, in Fort Eustis, Virginia.
Right.
And from there, I went to Germany and then to Bragg.
Been to Germany. Okay. Okay. What would be your advice to somebody who might be in a similar situation?
Don't let anything hold you down, hold you back in life. When you fall down, get back up and look at all the positives on your list and just start checking them off, man. And focus more on that than the negatives, and you'll be fine. Take everything a step at a time and keep your head high no matter what drags you down. Just keep it high.
Right. Okay. Well, look, Dust, I appreciate you giving me some time. I think it's a great story, especially as a local guy that's doing this. So,
oh yes, sir. I'm looking forward to representing Martin County.
I think that really good. I mean, we appreciate whoever it was, your Saunders or whoever it was that initially reached out to us. So, we appreciate her doing that. And again, if I have any other questions, I'm gonna try to run this Tuesday because I think you leave what, Thursday? Or you're already there,
right.
But it starts on
I'm already here, but yeah, it starts then. Right.
Starts on Thursday, right? The 11th,
yes,
I think. Okay. Or not the 11th, the
the 15th? 15th, yeah, because the family's flying the 14th and this open ceremony, 15th is when it starts.
Right. All right. All right, well, I hope you have a good rest of the day and good luck in the games. We'll be pulling for you and try to see what happens.
All right, and I'm just making sure for my family just so I can notify them. This is Martin County Enterprise, right?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks, sir.
All right, yes, sir. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.